The alternate governor of the fund and the bank is Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve System. So right there, we are fed a line and a lie about the situation that we live today. A major lie. Don't you think the American people would like to know that our U.S. Treasury is actually the International Monetary Fund? Because that's what it's boiling down to. The IRS are the revenuers for the International Monetary Fund of the UN system. And that's how big it's become. That's how out of control it is. Who knows what else is in the U.S. code if you spend time to research it? Now, I'm having problems with headaches. I cannot spend time on this computer any longer without receiving migraine headaches. I don't know what the situation is. I really don't. Massive headaches. To understand what's being driven and directed, you know, these immigration groups, the way they do their thing about illegal immigration. But migration is legal under the UN system. The State Department encourages it. The UN system encourages migration. I've said before, when I was off the air, when I quit broadcasting out of frustration, a similar frustration that I have today, I heard Vicente Fox state in print, "My people going to America, to the United States, are not illegal aliens. They're migrants under human rights treaties." I never had any intention of coming back on the air after I went off. And so I never tried to document that information. And you don't have to believe what I just said. It doesn't matter to me at this point. There's so much going on that can be documented, like the U.S. Code. Because with the totalitarian control of the world under the IMF, countries are being led into slavery. Countries are being led into being poor. This latest tsunami that hit Asia, with your knowledge or lack of knowledge, you make the decision whether it was created or not. But boy, they're sure promoting for the tsunami relief effort, making you feel guilty if you don't support it, to suck what's left of the economy out of this country. Suck it out of here. Africa is a target. Henry Kissinger's National Security Study Memorandum 200 from 1974 wants to depopulate Africa, wants to depopulate minorities. That's why AIDS was created. AIDS is rampant in Africa. It's a Hegelian dialectic using its directions and devious thought patterns to pull it off. You can blame Bush for all you want, and he's no hero of mine. But you better believe if Al Gore was in office, we'd be well under Kyoto right now, and we'd be in more of a dire situation in our country today had we had Al Gore in office. So you little people that are blaming George Bush for all these problems, pay attention. Do your research. Realize what's being directed at us and on us. And realize that you've got the best you can get with Bush, I'm sorry to say, which gives us a little more time to educate others. That's all you have. That's absolutely all you have with the UN system, the IMF, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve system that's in place. You have a little more time to wake up others. Get proactive in your knowledge to spread the information. Sam and Trish are a perfect example of what can be done. And they can't see, but they see better than you that don't do anything. And that should make you feel pretty low. Just because your comfort level has not been dislodged as much as you think it could be, does not mean it won't be someday soon. Insanity at its greatest time in U.S. history, right now. Nobody's paying attention. What do you think Homeland Security is all about? Enforcing all facets of Agenda 21. They have to get this draconian Homeland Security into place to pull this off. Maybe they don't want to beat up on the American people any longer. Maybe as the borders remain open and people have flooded in here already, they don't know what to do with that situation. But they're legal under the UN system. They're migrants under human rights treaties. They can be here. But yet our Border Patrol and other agencies send them back so they can come back some more. It's a catch-22, a Hegelian dialectic. There's no doubt in my mind that I've been living this life of trying to do this for years, and certainly I have friends that I don't have any longer because of my adventures of trying to educate others. It's not pleasant to lose friends, but it's not pleasant to see what you see and I see, is it, Charles?
No. What I wanted to ask you about...
I think this is... I don't know whether this is the Mexican government or not, because they're well embroiled into the U.N. system and NAFTA and GATT and all this, where actually the borders are going to be eliminated anyway under NAFTA by around 2012, apparently, through various individuals' research. You could see this international zone between America and Mexico right now, and it's called Border 21, which is part of the implementation of Agenda 21. The situation with the Aslan movement, I think that's under the communist disguise of wars for national liberation to create chaos. And I think, actually, behind the scenes, I think the design is to have a war between the Mexicans and the U.S. in this part of the country, meaning California. I think they want a shooting war so NATO can come in and quell it. Whether it happens or not, it's hard to say. I noticed that people have been commenting since I lived in California most of my life. I noticed that people are commenting about a bumper sticker that states, "This is Mexico, blank you."